ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I'm very pleased to say I have the dual premiership coach, Chris Fagan. Chris, welcome to the cricket. How are you enjoying it all?
Oh, I love the cricket. I played a lot when I was a kid. I watched a lot of cricket on TV, so it's the first time I've been to an Ashes test at the Gabba. It's a great experience.
Who was Chris Fagan, the cricketer?
Oh, I was a bit of an all-rounder. I fancy myself as a bit of an all-rounder. Liked to have a bat, liked to have a bowl. Didn't like fielding much, just wanted to be in the action.
What did you do? Did you bowl pace, spin? Where did you bat in the order?
No, I was about a medium pacer and probably better. Sometimes I opened and sometimes number three or number four.
I'm very reliably informed that cricket might be the bane of your existence because the team, the Lions that you coach, a lot of indoor cricket inside the training facility, perhaps when they should be training instead.
Yeah, there's a bit of that, but you've got to have fun, don't you? And the boys really enjoy it, and as long as they do the other things they're supposed to do, I'm happy for them to have a game of cricket occasionally.
Have you had much crossover with the Australian cricket team? I know that what we see a lot now is a lot of sharing of ideas, going inside other coaching teams and learning from them. Have you had any crossover with cricket?
Yeah, a bit. We had Tim Payne came down to our club for a week during the season this year. I know Tim because he's a fellow Tasmanian. So a little bit there. And when Justin Langer was coaching Australia, I got to know him pretty well. And we used to talk a little bit about coaching. So always on the lookout for other people who have coached and to try and get ideas from them and learn a bit.
I think you've been over in Europe and doing a little bit of education, maybe separate to that. Where have you been? What have you done and what have you learned?
So it was all basically in London. I went to a Leaders in Performance conference, which was a two-day conference at the Oval. There's a lot of different presenters, so you just sit there and take notes and listen and get to network a little bit with some other coaches. I went to a one-day think tank with some soccer coaches, rugby coaches, cricket coaches. I was actually the guest speaker because most of the people in the room had experienced success this year, but they hadn't been able to do it two times in a row. So apparently I'm the world expert on backing up. I did say at the start of that I got no idea how it happened. I did try to give them a few theories, but it did promote a bit of discussion, and that was a bit of fun getting to know those guys. And I had a day with the New Zealand All Blacks over there at a tournament in London at the time. And they're one of my favourite sporting organisations, so it was a great honour and a privilege to spend a bit of time with them.
Well, they are a team that was able to sustain success for a really long period of time. You guys have won back-to-back AFL premierships. You're trying to make it three in a row like the Brisbane Lions of the early 2000s. What's one thing you picked up that you think you might be able to implement?
I've read a lot about them, and you listen to them talk. They just talk about culture, culture, culture. That's what they're based on, and that's what we've tried to do with the Lions. We've had some success in the last 2 years, but we want to get some confidence from that, but also be humble about our success. I reckon that's really important. If you stay humble, then I reckon you stay growing and you have a growth mindset. So that's been a big focus for us after we won last year. It worked for us this year, so I see no reason why we shouldn't do that again.
It would be remiss of me not to ask you, as someone from the Apple Isle, big cricket and footy crossover, the stadium, it's a go. It's been a big 24, 48 hours. How pleased are you?
I'm so happy. I mean, it's been a long time coming. That battle's been going on for the best part of 30 years, and I was worried this time if they didn't give it the nod that that'd be it. And, you know, the AFL were serious about the fact that the club needed a stadium, and it does. I mean, you've got to set yourself up for success, and part of that is having a good place to play where people want to go and where they're protected from the weather, and that is a little bit of an issue in Hobart. So it's a great thing, I reckon, that it's been ticked off, and I'm looking forward to the day that Tassie have a team running out in the AFL.
Oh, I know you're in London doing the speaking gigs, but I think you got up to maybe Liverpool as well. Is that where the Beatles tour is, or am I misguided there?
What I did a Beatles tour of London. So my wife and I hired this driver, and he just took us around all the different landmarks, like the Abbey Road Studios and where they lived from time to time, where they had their beers and the nightclubs they went to. And there's all these little plaques around the place commemorating that. The Beatles are still huge in London. So we did that. It was a it's a really enjoyable way just to look around London, to be truthful.
What's your favourite Beatles song?
Oh, gee, that's a hard one. Huey McCluggage will want me to say Hey Jude.
When they sing Hey Hugh after he kicks a goal.
I'll stick with that one, I reckon.
That's where I thought you'd take it. Chris, the Brisbane Lions are the most likable club in the AFL at the moment, and it starts from the top, and we really appreciate your time here on Grandstand Cricket on ABC Sport and all the time on the AFL coverage. So thanks for chatting to us.
Thanks for having me, and it's good to be with you, and thanks for all the work that ABC do for our sport.
There you go, Corbin, the dual premiership coach of the Brisbane Lions, Chris Fagan.